If you could give a message to your great-grandchildren, and I don't mean great-grandchildren, actually, I mean great-granddaughters.
I guess, and it's not very awe-inspiring, but I would say stand with your knees bent. Don't be so locked into whatever position you may have that if something comes up, it knocks you over. Stay flexible. You know, I have always believed that the Lord never closes a door, but what he opens a window someplace else.
As we face the approaching death of your daughter, my sister, she has cancer. How do you find the strength to be able to carry forward with acceptance and with grace?
You know, I wear two hats in this. I wear the nurse's hat. I know what her body is going through. You talk about somebody who is awe-inspiring. She has literally taken a pounding every single day for the last 7 years. But I really have to wear that mother hat. And that mother hat says, Anne, I will love you until you draw your last breath. I want Anne to have assurances, as I know you do, that Alan will be well cared for. You know, we aren't meant to outlive our children. If I worry and dwell on that, what I know will be the unfortunate outcome, I'll never make it through. I just put one foot in front of the other, just like you do, Sarah. One foot in the front of the other every single day. And we'll get through this together.
As much as I admire and respect you, I have often had thoughts that, boy, it'd be so much easier if I were to pass before you, because then I wouldn't be stuck alone. Guessing the answers.
When I get into spots where I need that reassurance, I can close my eyes and hear my mother's voice. I can see her. You know, she lives within me, that small, still voice that when I have doubts, I can draw upon that well. And Sarah, you will do exactly the same thing as Alaire will do with you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being the most perfect mother.
Oh,
you
please,
have been.
Sarah, that's not, not
no.
true.
You have been, because you have raised the bar, you have set the example, basically inspired me to live my life the way I live it. But because of you, I have made the decisions to do the things that I have done and to carry forward, hoping that my daughters will see that example.
I'm honored that you think I've given you a legacy. I truly am.